Are you ready for a career in interior design, or are you just thinking about it and want to know what to look out for before you start? If so, why not take my 3-minute quiz to know where you're at and where to head to next? You'll also get your personalized results emailed immediately. So head on over to soyouwanttobeaninteriordesigner.tv/quiz and do it today. Now let's get cracking with the show. Hey guys, it's Adam, and it's time to ask you that question. Have you been wanting to get into the interior design or decorating business for a long time, but you've been wondering, am I too old to start? Am I too old to start going to college? Am I too old to start a business? Will people even want to listen to my recommendations and viewpoints on design? Well, unfortunately, there's a lot out there that detracts us from wanting to do a lot of things at whatever age we are in life. It's just a fact of life. But this is a really big bone of contention for many people, and I want to really dedicate this episode to talking about it. Let's chat. Hey guys, thank you for joining me. It's episode 17 of So You Want to Be an Interior Designer. I'm Adam Skugel, interior designer, and this show is really for you mid-career aspiring designer decorating entrepreneurs out there, solopreneurs, I should say, that need support in building their interior design business, possibly whilst you're still working 9-to-5. My aim is to help you balance your time and money whilst you're able to choose the projects that you really want to work on rather than the ones you have to take on for the cash. So, if you're watching on YouTube, guys, please subscribe to the channel. I would really love it if you could do that. Leave me a comment. Tell me what you think of the episode. If you're over on Apple Podcasts, then please leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. The other thing is, if you are flailing in your design career or you've just started your training, maybe you're studying interior design and you want to know what's around the corner when you get out and you start to consider starting your own business, well, take my quiz, Adam Skugel. AdamSkugel.com/quiz, it's down below, and you will get a report emailed to you straight away. It only takes about 2 or 3 minutes, 15 questions, but it's great. Have a look at it today. Learn what your strengths and opportunities are as you move forward. But let's get on to this episode 17, this topic, which is really, it's actually such a big one. Do you know, there are so many people out there that worry about their age. And it really is crippling. You know, how many times in life do we go through, maybe not when we're quite young, but as you get older in life, you know, and it can start as early as, 30? From 30 to 40 to 50 and on, we think, has our time come? Are we washed up in terms of our opportunities to go ahead and try something new? And it's kind of this epidemic thing that still happens today. Unfortunately, a lot of media out there perpetuates age, I know, especially in sometimes women. But, men or women, we all kind of do at times think, you know, is this too late to start anything new? And then you think about all of the years ahead. I just turned 50 in February, and I even think to myself, gee, I want to do this, I want to do that. Gee, gosh, how long is that going to take me? How long will it take me to build this or that up? And should I bother doing it? But then I think, I'm 50, I've got 60, 70, 80, 90, who knows, yet to go. That many years, hopefully, if things go okay. But there's still plenty of time there. And I would like to say, stick with me. Let's talk about this topic of being a certain age and wanting to step into the interior decorating or design industry. Now, I believe that it doesn't matter what age it is. But I do believe that you're at an advantage. Yes, I think you have an advantage if you would like to get into the interior design or decorating industry and you're of an older age group. It's absolutely awesome, I believe, to start a business at 50 if you're 50 or 60 if you're 60 or whatever. And what I want to do is highlight some of the reasons why I feel you are really well placed if you're getting into the industry at a mature age and you should continue on with it. So let's get on with some observations that are out there and observations that I'm making on the topic. So number one, you have life experience. One of the benefits of, you know, having a fair amount of life experience behind you already. And it's a regular thing. It's a trait, thankfully, that I think a lot of people develop as they get older, is you can relate to people's nuances without judgment. When we're younger, we tend to judge a lot. Do you think about it? When you were younger, did you tend to get more stressed about all these little things, and you would judge these people on all these things that as you get older, you no longer have the energy to be bothered with? Is that the case for you? That is definitely the case for me. I remember years going by where all of these things now that I look back on that I used to worry about or think were a major issue in life, or even the ways that I judged other people, were totally unnecessary. And thankfully, I don't make those judgments of people anymore, because I know that people are people and we're all individuals. But one of the benefits of being older in the design industry is you get to go in there and front up as exactly who you are. And a lot of the time, you're more open to the nuances of those people that you're going to be designing for. I see a lot of young designers. I shouldn't say I see a lot of young designers, but I've been in situations with designers, some younger designers, I would say, quite a bit younger than, say, my age, that are very judgmental. Oh, I went to her place and she had this, 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 and this, and I told her it all has to go. We cannot have that old chair. We can't have this. We can't have that. Well, do you know what? That's quite confronting to the client if you have that approach. And thankfully, as we get older, we start to be a little bit more mindful about what we can work with, and we can work with lots. We can work with people's existing furniture, and that's part of the skill that we really should be required to have if we're going to get in there and help people live a more beautiful life. So the first thing that I want to say is that you have life experience, and part of that life experience is that you lose the judgment that a lot of, say, you know, can a lot of the times can come in when you're a lot younger, you're less mature. So it's maturity and life experience, I would say, is number one. That's one reason why you should stick with it. Number two, you realize or you recognize what people need rather than what's in fashion. Now, that's a big one as well. You know, there's lots of fashionable styles that get out there or are out there, you know, at the moment. And some of them are stayers, and some of them potentially, you know, aren't the right fit for, say, certain people. If I went to every client's home at different ages and decided that they all should have a kitchen with rounded bench tops and fluting or fluted shower screens or whatever it is, fluting in general, I don't think it would generally be accepted for some of, say, my older age demographic clients. Going in with whatever's on trend is not going to fit everybody. So I think the best thing about being older is you're not tied into all of this trend thinking, and you can actually go in there and relate with especially more mature age people on how they may want to stick with some tried and true traditional styles as opposed to whatever's cutting edge and current. When we're younger, we generally tend to I know it's a generalization. It's not always the case. And there are some fabulous youngsters out there that are very mindful of people. But what I want to say is that, you know, generally speaking, you will be able to relate to a more mature client and accept that they don't have cutting edge modern tastes as you move through your career and you meet more people with time. So that is definitely number two, is that you recognize what people need rather than what's in fashion. Number three is a little bit left of the middle of this, but you have an authentic story to tell. Now, what does that actually mean, and what's it got to do with your design clients? But if you're starting a business and you're a bit later on in life, whatever age, 50, 60, whatever, then you're coming in and you're starting something new. You've actually taken a risk and you've decided to pull on the resource, which is your talent, this internal talent, and then go out there and help other people to achieve a beautiful outcome using these skills that you have internally, or that you're starting to learn the skills more about the design industry. You'll get access to more tools, and you may even learn how to use different computer-aided systems. It depends. But you're there to share all of that with people. But you know what? People love an authentic story, and they also love to support people that are making a sea change, wanting to make a go of it, and wanting to share their expertise and life experience with a client, or that person as a client. There's a lot of admiration there for anyone that goes out on a limb and isn't just tied to their old day job and they've done nothing creative in their lives and they're just waiting for retirement. If you're stepping out there and you've decided that you've had years potentially in corporate life or in accounting or being an assistant to so-and-so or doing whatever it is you've done, doesn't matter what it is, if you decide to take on a course and go out and create your business name and set up a business number, and you go out and you tell people that you're ready to serve them, you're going to get a lot of people that really love that unique story, and that is that you've turned the tide and you've decided that, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are, letting your creative juices out and helping other people to experience beauty in the way that you help them with their homes, that is something important to you. And when you have that authentic story of who you are, especially too, you know, recounting the past. What have you gone through? Have you been married twice and you got out of it and you fixed up your home and then, you know, you went through this and that and you helped other people with theirs? There's all sorts of life experience that sometimes we feel like we're too embarrassed to share or it's not relevant, but all of that life experience you have is spot on. You need to share that with people. And number three is you have an authentic story to tell, and one of those stories is, hey, here I am, warts and all. I am 64 and I'm starting my interior decorating or design business, and I would love to serve you and help you create a beautiful home. So there are some things to think about there. People admire people that take risks. So if you are thinking about it, or you've just started and you're not sure and you're thinking, gee, there's a lot of young people in this class I'm taking, for example, just pull back. You know, the best thing about this industry is it's got nothing to do with looks. I can tell you that. For years, when I started out, a little bit of background on me, if you want to hear it, I started out as a child actor, and then I wanted to be a singer, and I kind of did all these things. But from a very early age, I had this self-consciousness about how I looked. You know, I was losing a bit of hair very early, and that just savaged into my confidence. And it was all around me having to be on camera and look perfect, or I thought, whether or not that was actually something I ever needed to worry about. I probably didn't. But it really stuffed up, you know, my whole attitude towards getting out there and doing some of the things that I wanted to do when I was younger. Fortunately, by the time I got to sort of late 30s, I thought, you know what, I really love interior decorating. And I really want to do this. If I only focus on one thing that I love, I want to be an interior decorator, and I want to really experience what it's like to go out there and help people with their homes, take awesome photos, go through a whole process, you know, before and after, and enjoy it and let out my creativity out there. You know, if I'd have just stayed in my corporate and hadn't experienced this, then that would have been a real shame. I can't imagine, you know, not doing the acting, not doing the singing, and then not also not doing any of the interior design and decorating stuff that I've been fortunate enough to be able to do and being published. But that's enough about me. But what I'm trying to say is, don't let this opportunity at any age to express yourself go. Go and do it, please. And if you want some support and bolstering in how you're feeling about that, reach out to me at any time. adam@adamskugel.com, and I would love to have a chat to you about how you're feeling and where you're going. But that's pretty much it. Have a think about it. Is this really what you want to do, and what really is holding you back from doing it? Being of a certain age is no detriment to going out there and doing beautiful work. If anything, I think it's your advantage. So go ahead and do it. That's all I'll say for episode 17. But if you're flailing and you'd like some information or a report, which you can get from me, go to adamskugel.com/quiz and take my quiz. It's down below. You will get a report on your strengths and opportunities. So if you would like some direction, you'd love to go and take that quiz, which is fun, 15 questions, only 2 or 3 minutes, do so, adamskugel.com/quiz. I want to end it there. I hope you've taken some heart in the fact that it doesn't matter what age you are, you should be decorating or designing. And I want to stress that you should go out and do that immediately. and not think of shutting any of that down if that's in your mind. But I want to say, I want to finish off this episode by saying that I absolutely believe in you, and that you are doing whatever you're doing right now because there is skill there. And, you know, the universe, that sounds so hokey pokey, but if you've got this there, it's in you, it's a burning desire. It wouldn't be there unless you had the talent to see it through. So I want to encourage you to go ahead and follow your passions. On that note, I'm going to end up there for the week and wish you a fabulous rest of your week, and I'll see you next Tuesday for the next episode. And until then, bye for now. Take it easy. See ya. Well, thank you for listening. If you'd like to have a chat with me, let's talk. If you'd like to schedule a free 30-minute chat to discuss where you're at, go and do that at soyouwanttobeaninteriordesigner.tv/coaching to schedule your call with me. Also join me over on YouTube, where the show is broadcast weekly. That's over at youtube.com/@AdamSchoogleTV. There you go. Of course, if you're joining me on YouTube, I'd love it if you could like and subscribe to be alerted to my new weekly episodes. If you choose to join me over on your podcast host of choice, I'd also appreciate you reviewing, rating, and subscribing there as well. If you didn't get that, the links are all here in the show notes. Thanks for listening.